been.
Sure. The question we're kind of asking was why should the sins of the daughters and daughter-in-laws, right. Or we had a whole discussion about who exactly are, but Markesha, like, why should that prevent, like, you know, the waters from testing, you know, the wife, yeah? I mean, we understand if the husband's not faithful, but, mm-hmm. you know, so we were looking here at the first one, which is Tosfos Rosh, who kind of points out that this is specifically where, he knows about his sons, daughters-in-law, he knows that they're not doing good things, and he's not mocha, right? Uh-huh. And he says, "De'ilo te'mahachi," and he actually brings a proof. I don't know if people remember this from the first parak. It's kind of an interesting proof. "De'ilo te'mahachi," right? "Hadat min el beperek kama imiyesh edim medinas hayam enamayim bod kimosa." You remember that we said if there are edim who know about it, then the waters won't work. Yeah, it's like a club in the first parak. Now there, yeah, I have to remember it's a bit of complicated, but the shark curry there it says, "Vaday kalamim meditatanan," right? And we made a deal on that principle from the fact that it said, right, and there was a Mishnah there that said, "Ushabayla edim shitameya," right? "De'ain amat mayim bod kimasa," that waters won't work, right, if edim come along and say she's tameya. Now, we say, "Hani medulo bod kuha mayas hadi shikrenin hu." So the Gemara said, wait a sec, if she has waters, yeah, and they're aiding the Kalmong and say she's Tamer, but the waters show that she's nothing happens to her, surely that proves these Adim are wrong. So it's a no, yeah? That must be that because Adim know about it, the waters don't work, and therefore, no, the Adim, you know, aren't wrong. Now we say, wait a second, Mark a dike, yeah? Dilma Haida Lebduka Mayim, Mishum Abon Beneha Teva Klaaseha. Maybe it's nothing to do with these Adim who saw it, yeah? Maybe if there's other reasons why waters don't work, for instance, yeah, the son-in-law, daughters-in-law, things like that, yeah, that you could never know about, right?
Right.
Then maybe that's why the waters aren't working. So Tosfos Rosh, it's a bit complicated, but no. So he's pointing out that it must mean that this kind of thing is not in secret, but people know about it. Like we know that they know about the fact that the children are going astray and they're not doing anything about it. You know, that was his proof. So it's not stum that they're doing averas on its own. But Tosfos Rosh, the bottom line is they're doing averas and he's not mocha, right? Now the eighth Yosef, right? So he also kind of addresses this thing and he says, now he's bothered really more by the daughter-in-law. So he says, "B'chi tema lamem anshimose ba'avon kalosav." What's wrong with why get punished with what the daughter-in-law is doing? "De b'shlama ba'avon benosav," right? "B'shum shalo lamdam," right? Okay, I can understand your sons. That's because, you know, bad chinuch, right? He didn't teach them, yeah? Right?
Daughters.
Or daughters, okay. Yeah, but no, sir. Nachon, sorry. "I can understand because of the daughters. Mishum shalo lamdam, shalecha b'derech hayasha." Maybe there you can't blame the parents, right? Question when you can blame parents.
Where does it say he gets a
monitor? So, no, here we're assuming the fact that his wife can't get checked, yeah, is a form of, like, he's calling it an Olish. Yeah, he's calling it an Olish. Okay, well, I mean, whether you call it, he's saying, like, it doesn't work on his wife anymore. Like, why? Like, why should he be, he's calling it punished in that way, yeah? So I can understand. Okay, the daughters, I can understand. He hasn't brought them up properly. "Aval lama yanshuo so biznus kolosav," right? And his answer is, "Bekama mishum ki heim banav balek kolosav." It's because of the sons who were married to the daughter-in-laws, right? Because, and he carries on, he links to the pasuk, right, the Navi, right? "Im hazonus yiparedu." He says, well, they've been off with Zonus as well, right? "Kamosha amazal prepare coming to Megillah," and we saw it in our thing as well. "Ihu bakari," but it's the same with Botsini. Like, you know, the spouses, you know, the husband, like, if, you know, the husband is doing one thing and the wife is doing another thing, and they mirror each other basically, yeah. So daughter-in-laws, if they're going off lechora mistamra, it's also the sons are problematic as well. Anyway,
maybe the issue is the maid circle itself, chain reaction.
Oh, right. Chain reaction. Okay. Anyway, so basically, there's reasons why the sons and daughters-in-laws, maybe that would stop the waters working. That's what they're addressing. Okay, the next one. This is a difficult pasuk. Yeah, when it said that the Nabi says at the end, right? "V'im lo yavin yilabet," right? And if you "V'am lo yavin," and the nation doesn't understand, yilabet. And it's hard to translate. I don't know how to translate "yilabet." Yeah, but it seems to be what?
No, confused. Oh, it's confused, isn't it?
Confused. It's confused.
You know what I mean? It means "yilabet" means you don't know whether it's decision to make. You're indecisive.
Yeah. Right. So basically, the Gemara says that the Navi is going to, he's trying to explain why the waters Mesota are going to stop working. That's really what the Gemara then explains. Yeah. So the question is like, what's the confusion being caused here? Why is the pasuk saying there's going to be confusion and the Navi is going to explain? So the Maharshi said this, and I think for me also, yeah, this is kind of like an important klal here, right? Mm-hmm. So the Maharshi says, lefish lo hevinu hadavar, because people are not going to understand, yeah? The yosa hayu sotas, right, behem, because there were many, there was increase in the number of sotas, yeah? Right? Umashkim mehamarim, they would give them mehamarim, right? So lo hayu mayim boat kemasan, and all of a sudden, the whole thing stops working, yeah? Right? Kedalakamon. As we see later on, Mashir Marbu Natius, when certain kind of women who are arrogant, whatever, Rabu May Marim, first of all, there's lots of it, yeah, lots of women being taken to drink the May waters. Elisha Pascu, and all of a sudden, bang, the whole thing stops, yeah?
You understand Pascu means it stopped working, not yeah. that it stopped actually doing it.
Oh, it stopped working, yeah. Right. So there's a kind of like what's going on here? Like you suddenly see an increase in people coming and taking it, and then all of a sudden the whole thing stops, yeah? Uperush HaNavi, and the Navi explains HaDavar, Diyota Shirabu Asotus, Rabu She'en Makbidim Al Atzman. Because what happens is, and for me, this really makes a lot of sense. It's kind of one of the themes here, yeah? That once you have like a lot of people being brought to the base of Migdash and Mesota all the time, and you know, it becomes like people are like, oh look, you know, another one going off, you know, and doing snus, yeah? People come like become desensitized to the whole thing, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then people aren't mukbid on themselves, yeah? And then the Eimanukim Hei Ma'avon, right? And then, you know, once it comes to a stage where it's kind of no longer, and you know, we see this in many other places, right? We say like it's not shy to have like a death penalty if people are doing all the time. These kind of things, because at the end of the day, the penalty only makes sense when people genuinely don't do it and it's deterrent, yeah. But when it becomes like, you know, you can't, the whole thing kind of doesn't make sense anymore. So that's what the Maharsha is explaining, which I thought was a kind of quite a good yesod for our sugya. So anyways, that's about it. Oh, that's really good. Everyone. Everyone in a sense, right? Society.
Grammatically, it implies only one person.
Oh, well, really, I was questioned. Oh, I see. Society.
Fine.
We're
going to say Greg.
I was not much Greg. It was him. He started it. okay, so number three, yeah?
Well, interesting that a woman blowing up in public wouldn't stop people from doing that.
What will? Yeah, what will?
Yeah.
Okay, so number three. I noticed, by the way, I was doing this, there's like different gears in here, which could actually have importance. But anyway, it says, Mishur Rabu Tsari Arin, right? Once people became, more people became stingy, right? Vitorafe Teref, and people who were snatching things to be snatched, right? I don't know how to translate it better than that, right? Rabu Ma'amse Lev, right? And there were people who were, you know, not giving stucco basically, or not giving, not lending, right? So the question is, what's this tarifei teref, right? So there's a bit of a difference between the Rashi and the Maharsha. I just thought, again, worth pointing out. So Rashi says, Maharsha quotes Rashi, so just bring Maharsha. So perish Rashi, gazlanim, yeah? So Rashi says that means that people came stingy and there were many gazlanim, and then people would stop lending. So Maharsha's a little bit bothered by Rush, like Rush's perish of, I mean, we understand why Rush says it's gazlanim, because it sounds a bit like that, like people who are snatching things, yeah, it sounds a bit like gazlanim, but the problem is, like, Marashah's can be bothered, it's like Makesha, like, what's that got to do with stingy people? All of a sudden, like, gazlanim is a bit of a different, they're stealing, you know, there's one thing being stingy, not lending, there's another thing,
it's like greedy,
stealing.
Right. Yeah,
so he says, right. Says Marsha, I don't see what the connection is here. Like, right. We're talking about people who are stingy, fine, but that's very different from like snatching and stealing. So Yesh Lefaresh, Torfei Teref, what does that mean?
Rashi doesn't only say Gazlanim.
What do you mean? He doesn't just say, I mean, Torfei Teref is, he translates Gazlanim, no? What do you mean he doesn't just say that?
Snatch the land shut as well, maybe?
No, Mamse Lev is the next category Mamse Lev is the next category because but you're right in terms of but he seems to be translating Torah Fei Teref as Gazlanim, because then if you look in the thing it says Misha, the Gish is very hard here, no, but I think it says Misha Rabu Sorry, iron. Betorfe teref. Then rabu man se leiv. Yeah, I think in the Gemara. Is that right? I have to find it here. There's so many different things here, it's hard to find.
It's what?
Here we go, yeah. It's like one, two, three,
right,
four,
sounds
five,
like
six,
a result.
Seven lines up. Mishu Rabbi Sarim Vitorfe Teref, Rabbi Ma'am Selev.
Right,
sounds like a result. Yadai Milhavos. Yeah. So Ma'am Selev means you don't pity the Aniyim, yeah? You're kind of hard of heart, I guess, Ma'am Selev,
mm-hmm.
yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't lend. But Rashi does seem to be translating Torah for Teref as Gazlanim, I think. Mm-hmm. So Marshall doesn't like that, and he says Yesh Tefarish Torah for Teref. It means Hamapkim Mechiyaso Shel Adam. It means he's like he enters into the livelihood. He comes down onto the livelihood of a person. Yodim Lichiyaso, yeah. And like you know, sometimes like you know, you could someone's trying to earn a living and whatever, and you do things that stop them earning a living, yeah. Right, you push them out, you whatever, right? You set up a competing business, you put down their products or whatever. You come. So he's saying Torfei Teref, that's what the Marashah wants to say, and then that kind of, you know, it's not kind of stealing. It's people being, you know, stingy and whatever. They're competing, they're competitive, and you know whatever it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. It's just in brackets why I think Rashi could. I think there is a connection though between being stingy and stealing. I think it's a love of money. That's my take. But anyway, okay. So now, this is the famous question everyone asked. Okay, right. Number four, right? So Yochanan and Kohen Gadol Hevi Hodias Amaisa, right? So everyone was really bothered. This is a really good question. Yeah, I think three people separately came up with this question. Which is that at the end of the day, so what happened? So they weren't. There was a knas by Ezra because the Levium basically didn't come to Eretz Yisrael. They weren't so. You know, they were happy to stay in Bavel, right? And Ezra were like, well, in that case, you know, Eretz Yisrael is like, you know, you give Maaseros, so I'm going to make a knas that we shouldn't give it to Levim. You know, they're not coming up to Eretz Yisrael, they don't deserve it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So that was his knas, and then hundreds of years later, you have Yochanan Kohen Gadol, yeah, who said, well, since we're not giving to Levim, so we can't say the text anymore of the admission. So the question is, well, what happened in those hundreds of years, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right, there was a long time when they weren't giving to Levi.
Mm-hmm.
So here, says the Tiferes Yisrael, he says, right, V'tikein she'it nuhu le'kohanim. So the Ezra made a tekana, don't give it to Levi, give it to the Kohanim, right? Sh'gam heim nikhu Levi. Now, this is an important thing. They are also called, Kohanim are also Levi. They're part of the tribe of Levi, yeah? K'nebevu Hashem. V'tikach gam le'hitavos reshaim b'hai timer. So, people will say, well, you can still talk about the fact where you've given it to Levim, because Kohanim are part of the tribe of Levim. So at that point in time, they still felt that it was okay to kind of carry on this vidui maestros, yeah? Yochan Sabad, Afilu Hachi, even though that kind of is true, came into Be'emes Krahacha, Be'levi Mamash, right, Ari, since the pasuk is doing it with Mamash Levi, not like Kohanim who are part of the Shevet Levi. So Havalei Dovah Shekarim. So he felt that was not, it's kind of, it's he felt it was pushing the language, but you see, at least there's room. It's not quite so extreme. There's room to at least kind of.
Doesn't explain the 300 years.
No, I think it does a bit, because what it's trying to say is that it's not so extreme. That before Yochanan and Kohen Gadol, right, in that period of time, they felt that it was a bit of a dochek maybe, but they felt they could at least put it within the language of the vidui, saying, you know, oh, I've given to the Levim. I mean the Kohanim who are part of Shevet Levi. Yochanan and Kohen Gadol just came along and said, no, I feel that this sounds bad. Even if technically maybe you could call Kohanim Levim, he felt that it wasn't right. He was too much of a dochek. So at least there's kind of a machalokus here in a bit in kind of lumdus or whatever it is. But you can see two sides. Yeah. That's the point.
I was thinking it also fits in that with that he also stopped other things in the Beis HaMikdash. It was like doing an inventory. I don't know what you call it, the word, but it's like going through reviewing base of Mikdash procedure, and he says, you know, this is a little bit sticky.
This one also, and this one, because what changed? So, and that brings it closer, at least. That's the point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And right. So number five. Yeah. This is I really picked up on this, like, I afterwards, but there's a really important rashi here that I know it's a long rashi, so sometimes, you know, it's hard to like kind of, but I think it's just worth pointing it out, yeah? It's kind of slightly tricky, but whatever, but since it's a rashi, let's point it out, yeah?
About the giving?
Yeah, about the giving. I know, it's so good.
It's good.
So we say, right, what happens is, from Demai, let's speak it out, yeah? So what are you meant to do, right? So obviously, it's from Am HaAretz, and we think that Am HaAretz, all he's taken, we know, is Truma Gedola, right? Because that everyone's careful about. But the Maestros, we're not so careful about. So we're going to have to institute to deal with the Maestros out of Suffolk, yeah? So what do you do? So you separate the different Maestros, and you separate, within Maestro Rishon, you separate Trumas Maeser, right? And says the Gemara, what are you then going to do? You're going to take the Trumas Maeser and give it to a Kohen, right? And you're going to take Maeser Sheni, and that's got Kedusha, and you're going to eat it in Yerushalayim, right? So those two things you kind of go the whole way on, yeah, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then Maeser Rishon, right, and Maeser Niyim, yeah, on the relevant years, whether it's Maeser Sheni, Maeser Niyim. Those things, though, you kind of separate, you keep and you eat yourself, right? And if a Levi or an Ani comes your way, you say, Hamotzi Avera Lavaraya. That's the kind of the thing. Mm-hmm. So what Rashi comes to deal with is, wait a sec, if you kind of think about it a little bit further, when you think about Trumas Maeser, right, now it's true, Trumas Maeser, obviously you have to separate, right? But at the end of the day, you can't eat it because it's got Kedusha, right? But there's another possibility. Why couldn't you just go and sell that, let's say, to another Kohen? Why do you have to give it for free to a Kohen? That's the question. Now where's this question coming from? Yeah, because at the end of the day, right? Even though it's you can't eat it yourself because it can only be eaten by Kohanim, right? But at the end of the day, right? How can any Kohen come and demand it and say, give it to me, right? Because it could be that at the end of the day, he's not entitled to it. It could be that the whole thing.
You can't.
That's an interesting thing. Yeah, there's a whole big sugar on that, but maybe Shevet Kuhuna, so to speak, that there's ways in which maybe Shevet Kuhuna could demand
Bad
it,
Kohanim.
Right? Like someone could, yeah, an individual Kohen, right, Peretz is right, an individual Kohen, it's a very complicated subject. An individual Kohen can't necessarily demand anything, right? But I mean, I'm not going to get into that complication, but what I'm saying is, Rashi is dealing with a problem of why are you forced to give it for free to a Kohen? So it says, so Rashi points this out there. I wouldn't bring it if it wasn't in Rashi, but it's an important point. So he says, right, va'achakach mafrish metoch maeser rishon trumas maeser, masha'al halevi lahafrish, right, obviously the lady usually would need to separate that himself, and you're doing it for him. But notice no the Kohen, and you do have to give it to a Kohen. Now here he explains, yeah, mishum de isle avad mita, because there is there's a potential sin of Misa if you were to not do anything and to eat it yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? So therefore, that being the case, yeah, achmo alayhu, that we're machmir, shalol akvo, not just to keep it etzlo, ulim kol hakohen, and then to kind of sell to a Kohen. By the way, you won't eat it yourself, but maybe you can sell it to a Kohen, right? Kashem shu ma'akev etzlo, masa rishon and masa ani, just like in the same way as you do that, va'omer hamotzim avei alavarai, so we're machmir not to do that. Why? Because maybe if you say, you know what, no, I don't have to give it to anyone, I'll keep it by me, and then when the market's up, I'll sell it to a Kohen, yeah? But we're worried, we don't want you to keep it by you, right? Because that, you know, when things are lying by you, they tend to get eaten. I don't know if you've ever noticed that. Yeah. Yeah. You have things lying around that they disappear.
Right?
About Maeser Rishon and Maeser Aniyim, right? What about those things, right? Then Mutarim Mazarim, there's no problem if they get eaten. Yeah? But Ein Behem El Gezel. The only problem in theory would be Gezel, and there's no problem with Gezel because it makes a very lava riot. And there's a complicated Rashi, but important one to I think to put out there on the table.
I would say the question is Trumas Maeser is 1%, so.
Ah, some people say that. Very good, yeah. I saw some people say that distinction. That's right. Excellent. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, you should go. So I didn't want to bring too many, but I did see, I saw that some, I think it was showing him even maybe say that. Yeah, that distinction. Very good, yeah. Excellent, yeah. Okay, and the last one here, yeah. Right, so we said, and the Mishnah said, right, Misha Butlis and Hedren, Butl Shir Mebes Hamishtaros, which I saw apparently, I saw the Meiri say, Ritzei Lemar Beis Chupas Chatzanim. So it's good to know, it's not just the pubs, well, it is the pubs, but it's a good pubs, yeah? I was like, it's a positive pubs. It's like, you know, with Beis Chatzanim, you know, it's mitzvah dikka kind of things, yeah? Shneimar, because it says, right, Bashir Lo Yishtu Lyayin, yeah? Now, the question, I think an obvious question here is, why is this to do with the Sanhedrin? Yeah? Why is it when they didn't have the Sanhedrin? Mm-hmm. Kind of, I understand the other things, you know, when we didn't have the base of Migdash, then everything lost its taste. And, I mean, it kind of, we're very familiar with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah? It sounds like specifically when we know how the hand of Sanhedrin, there was no singing in the positive chupat chatan. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Right? So I saw some of the Mephoshim deal with this. So the Ein Yaakov says, this is cute, right? Ki Yayin. You know, the pasuk says, right, Bashir lo yishtu yayin, right? So they would drink wine. Mm-hmm. Yayin is gematria shivin, right? It's 70, right? Right? And what's 70? Neged shivin Sanhedrin, right? So they're all linked, right?
So they should have banned wine and not the music.
Right, just have the music with no wine. There's no music without wine, no? I don't know.
I drink. Agree with that.
Okay, I hear it, right. Okay. But the pasuk says, "Bashir lo yishtu yayin." They're linked, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay, but ube emes kol shir asa ela l'ravusa nakat yayin. Yeah. Okay. So all the truth is, he's saying that all shir is asa, but the pasuk links it to yayin. Fine. Now the Gaon Yaakov, he says a bit more kind of like, I like that, but it was cute. It's kind of cute, like the 70 and whatever, but it doesn't really explain the concept so much, right? So the Gaon Yaakov wants to. This was another page which I saw that actually kind of gets more into the concepts of Sanhedrin linking to this. So he says, does Rani Yoshim Sanhedrin, right, Belish Kasagazis, right? Because at the time when the Sanhedrin was sitting in their proper place, yeah, and they were doing din, right? Kozman Shiesh Din Lamata, there's a concept. Whenever we have din Lamata, ain't din Lamala. Are people familiar with this? Yeah? It's kind of if we're strict and properly have din Lamata, then that means that above, right, they don't need to, in Shemaim, they don't need to be strict. They don't need to have din, yeah? Lekach lo haya adam nidon rak b'Rosh Hashanah. And that's why if we have din below, we only judge from Rosh Hashanah. It's a machlokes whether we judge Rosh Hashanah every day, right? Avar ba'avanos ha-rabim shepasku Sanhedrin melishbo melamata. But when we no longer have din below because we don't have Sanhedrin, az yesh din lamala b'chol yom, then there has to be a judgment every day, right? And then we know that Chazal say, why don't we sing Shira? Why don't we say Halal on Rosh Hashanah? Right?
Oh, wow.
Right? Because Ki Melech Yoshev Ab Kisei Din, right? Wow. Or Sifrei, you should say. Chaim, you know, and the books of life and death are open. So since we now have a judgment every day, because we don't have the Sanhedrin, so we can't sing Shira anymore.
That's a clever answer, right?
So, yeah, I thought that was quite nice.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, you should go,
thank you.
Okay.